Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, baby.
There it is.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey as well. Turn it up.
So I was asking you this question. Like, at what age do you have to let this music and concert out of your life? Or do you ever have to?
Oh, God. Once you hit 30, so, you better not be doing it.
Hypothetically, let's say there's a very cute girl that piques interest, but this is what she's about. She's 34 and goes to, like, raves all the time.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Thank you.
In?
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah,
that's it was a deal breaker.
Yeah, I think once you hit 30, man, time to kind of grow up a little bit.
I'm out.
You know, you don't need to be going to raves with glow sticks in your mouth.
I get it. You might be like, hey, grown man shouldn't be collecting baseball cards.
No.
Fair point.
No.
Fair point.
I disagree with that.
But grown man's got $5,000 maybe coming in the mail today.
Woo. Yeah, it's coming.
In a hard case.
Let's go.
Arrives today. Be on look. I'll be like Kevin McCallister.
What time you got to be out there?
I mean, dude, I'm front porching it. Surfside's waiting for this. I'm going to look like Rob Maloney on my front porch. And as soon as that UPS driver gets to my door,
I know that I'm hard.
Give it. Don't even put it in that mailbox, sir.
But do you have a set time when it is supposed to be delivered?
Yeah. Hopefully not 4:30
because you're going
in the morning.
To the game tonight. Yeah, not 4:30 in the morning, but you're going to the game. What time are you leaving for the game?
Yeah, let me look at that. Let me get to the email. It just says arrives today. And it says track package. Giggity. 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. So it could already be, it could be there in 40 minutes.
Yeah, could be. So you're going to be, we have to get out of here early today. It's Friday. You know, I got to meet my mom at the J to work out today. My mom and I are going to the J.
Have you ever worked out with your mother before?
No.
What do you plan on doing?
Oh, I'll be doing some running. She'll be doing some running. I'll probably sit in the steam room or whatever. And, you know, she can continue to run and do her thing.
She work out?
She does. Yeah. She, you know, she had knee surgery and, you know, got her knee all back in like 3 weeks because she just was a beast about it.
Why am I hoping that she gets into the steam room and does something that drives you nuts?
She's not going to get into the steam room. No, and they're separate, you know, males and females, because, you know, the
men.
One
guy's still drying off.
Oh, he's still drying off. Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
I know you have, but you got to take the next step.
Yeah.
Gold and I talked about it in Omaha.
Yeah.
Like drying off in the sun.
So there's an old man who gets butt naked and uses the hand dryer to dry his ass.
Back hair.
No.
Yeah, and I finally said something because I was.
He bumped ass in the box.
Yeah, like I was standing there shaving and I turned around and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude.
And like, then I'm the jerk.
Yeah, you're.
And the guy scoffed at him like, yeah. Sorry to get in your way. No, dude, he's like, you know. Everybody else is getting that, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but men
bad.
Don't care. They just parade around, you know. It
no,
happens
that's
everywhere.
Too far. You can fart. Like, if you're in the bathroom and you're in the urinal and you rip one, somebody can't go in and go, oh.
No.
Like, get out.
Yeah, it's the bathroom.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
get out, place. Dude. Or if you're in there and you're like, ugh. And then somebody's like, nice burp. I'm like, dude, we're in the bathroom.
We're in the bathroom, yeah.
Spreading your cheeks and letting the hair dry is not something
that
is allowed.
Wasn't that bad, but you know, he was drying the back hair.
Guy sounds like...
Because he's J.A.C.
So, yeah, that's what I'm excited. I meet my mom at 10:20 at the J. We're going to get our swole on down there.
Let's go.
And, you know, get a little workout in before we head on over to Cactus tonight and get the weekend started because it is BMA weekend. And so we got that going on tomorrow. I told you we talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Somebody better locate Jerry Anselmo because he said last night he was going to go sit in front of Taylor and Travis's house to try to collect autographs. So if you see a short old man that looks like Tom Bosley wandering around Leawood, please bring him back to Jasper's. Mm.
618 says, I'm a professional and still go to EDM concerts every once in a while. Believe me, great views. LOL. And I'm 37. I think if you're going every once in a while, that's fine. No? I don't know.
See, it says, Goal would probably fill in for you early to go get your card, I reckon. You'd think.
But no, you because, know, you know, between 9 and 1, you know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah.
1:30. Yeah. We had a delivery for something the other day. The delivery hours that we were given were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Up yours.
Yeah.
Jeez.
My wife just went and picked it up.
You can't be 35 at the rave. That's a no.
I mean, think about how stupid you would look being somebody's, that age at a rave.
That's like the 35-year-old guy who's still going to frat parties.
Oh, that's worse. Come Eesh. On. That's worse.
Or
that's
the 25-year-old that's still hanging out at college bars.
That's bad.
Like, you even felt old in Man Happiness, didn't you, over
yeah.
there?
Oh, yeah,
when
I
you
did.
Went up there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Felt like the creeper guy.
Him.
You did?
Oh, yes, I
really?
Did.
Good for you. Nice. You do look a little younger, but you still feel like, oh, my God, I'm kind of creeping the bars.
So, yeah, it was weird.
Somebody says, techno is all over with the old single men at the gym. Sitting in the sauna, you can hear that trash through their headphones.
Really?
I mean, no, I don't.
Come on.
Somebody says if it were Cags, that's a different story. He's 22.
He's 22.
Yeah, go rave, dude.
Yeah, you do what you want at that age. That, I mean, when he's 21 is the legal age, right? He's 22. Go for it. But once you hit 30, man, it's like, all right, like nobody wants you there either.
Right.
Like seriously, if you get to a certain age, the younger people don't want you there. Whose dad's here? You know, like that kind of stuff.
I just
like,
thought it was weird. I saw like videos, like I'm just like, wow, she's still going to those. All right. And I mean, it is literally like the, like what we came back with, like the, and like foam parties. Oh.
See, I wanted
like,
to have a foam party at our wedding and my wife said no.
Not a chance,
that's
dude.
Fair. That's gross. That's you talk about filth, man. Yeah. That foam. Oh, man, yeah. It just sits
I pushed the envelope on everything, but I also wanted to have a foam party in the backyard just to see what the neighbors would do.
I mean, that's kind of fun. Because at least that's outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you come over if I said we're having a foam party?
Absolutely.
Hire DJ Hyden to come out there and spin the tunes.
We could all come in our matching royal shirts.
Yes.
Shout out Emily.
Yes.
Did a Mother's Day photo, all three of us together.
So good.
With the dog.
Yeah. Even Winnie was involved. She had to be. She put down wrestling that raised bed for a second.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we went to the break talking about how the Grammys are introducing an award. Now, by the way, this award is probably 35 years too late.
Why is this? I honest to God thought this was already an award.
It should have been.
Should have been.
And the award the Grammys are going to introduce this year is Best Album Cover. So artwork type of an award. Like the best album cover that gets... I don't know, a Grammy now.
I don't know about you guys. We've always talked about album covers. You know, you get the new CD back in the day or actually albums back in the day. You look at the cover, you talk about the art that's on. How has this never been an award before?
It's also not a modern time day award. Like everybody's album.
Well, that's the other
like
thing.
Your yes. album cover now is like, it's on. I mean, I get it. There's still album covers.
Yeah.
But is it still technically the same? Like, do you still care? Because for instance, one of the biggest drops this summer so far has been Morgan Wallen's new album. It's a self-portrait of his face, but nobody cares. They went straight to the 38 songs and started playing the songs, right? They weren't really like, oh, did you see that album work from Morgan Wallen? When I was a kid, though, I remember when The Chronic 2001 came out from Dr. Dre. It's a black album cover, little pot leaf in the corner, 2001, Chronic. And I thought it was cool. It was simplistic.
Simple.
It was all black. It was green. And it was great. I remember Eminem's first album cover, the Real Slim Shady LP. It was like a tear going into the water. It was purple. There was a big moon. It had like different characteristic letters on it. And that's what sold me into Eminem, was like a cool album cover. Kind of like when you buy a bottle of wine, you're like, oh, this cover of wine, this bottle is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll drink it. It's a Pinot Noir. It's a, you know, Chardonnay, whatever
label
it
looks
may be.
Cool. Beer is the same way.
You buy by the label.
Yeah, you do
and
your
now
eyes.
All of a sudden the Grammys are like, yeah, we're going to have best album cover. I'm like,
40 years too late, pal. You know, like seriously though, like for me, it was like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 with Guns N' Roses, Slippery When Wet with
Nirvana.
Bon Jovi, Nirvana, Nevermind. Yeah.
Like, I saw the kids swimming for the dollar naked. You're like, what the hell? All right. And you turn it on. You're like, oh, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, smells like Teen Spirit, but I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah. The other one, you know, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, Thriller. Like those were some big album covers that you had back in the day. Like that's
Hotel California.
That's another really good. I'm not a huge Eagles fan.
Yeah, but that artwork sells that album.
It does.
Like that is a hotel in California.
Right. There's another album cover that I really like, and I wish
Abbey
I knew.
Road.
Another good one. Like people are getting run over by cars reenacting. I saw. Okay, so I went down an Abbey Road rabbit hole. Okay, and this is where I really have lost faith in humanity. Okay, because somehow I ended up like on a Yelp or a Reddit thing for the actual street Abbey Road, and people were rating it 0 stars. They're like, this is just a crosswalk. We came here. What in God's name were you expecting? And second of all, who the hell rates and gives out ratings for a street corner on Yelp? Look, there's a lot of sickos out there, man. Right. There really are weirdos running around. Antonio Brown. And so like that was the one for me that like fired me up. Like you're giving like Yelp ratings to the corner of Abbey Road, wherever the album cover was, because the Beatles weren't there or there wasn't a museum or whatever you expect. We drove all the way out here and it was just the street. No bleep. That's what it is. Great cover.
So it got me thinking.
Oh, the Daughtry one. I was going to say there's a Daughtry album cover that's out there and it's like
random.
But it's aesthetically pleasing to me. It's like a sunset with palm trees down a vacant street. I'm like, I always just like that. Where is that? And I can never find it.
But it made me think when we were doing like post-production yesterday, like what's an award that hasn't been created yet that obviously should have many, many years ago. And the obvious to me in the room is quarterback of the year.
Yeah.
Like, why do we not have an award specifically for the quarterback? Because the quarterback always wins the MVP. Was Josh Allen the MVP last year? Or was Saquon Barkley the MVP?
Oh, it was Saquon Barkley.
Who was the offensive player of the year last year? Saquon Barkley, right?
Yeah.
So it's like we're losing out on what could be maybe incentives, but like just let the quarterbacks win the quarterback award. And then you can have your old man discussions at the bar where you're like, well, that's really the MVP. It's like, well, it's not.
It's
like,
not. No.
Because you can be the best quarterback and still be the MVP. You can be the best quarterback, but it maybe not be the MVP.
I mean, so, Saquon Barkley really was the MVP last year in the NFL.
Yards.
And there's really no debating that. I mean, without Saquon Barkley, I don't know, they're as good a team. Obviously, they're not as good a team.
When
now,
the Eagles lost the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 3 years ago, did they have Saquon Barkley?
No.
When they beat the Chiefs,
they
the
did.
Super Bowl. Okay.
But they didn't. But Saquon didn't do anything in the Super Bowl, though. But they still had the
stat-wise,
presence.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Stat-wise.
But you had to still account for him on every single play, and that probably eliminated like covering wide receiver, whatever it was, whatever nerd stuff you want to get into. But you start accounting for that. That's part of the problem too. You got to account for all of these players. That's why it's good to have all these weapons. You got to account for them, whether they make an impact or not. They're still having an impact by just being out there on the field. I mean, that's kind of where it is with the Chiefs. You're like, all these guys are not going to have fantasy numbers. No, you're right. They're not. But you know what they're all going to do? Be accounted for on every single play and leave one-on-one matchups where then you can go up over the top and score touchdowns. So I like your thinking quarterback of the year and really turn the MVP into a true most valuable player award. I mean, it's been since 1986 since a defensive player won it, and that was Lawrence Taylor. And I think the only other defensive player to ever win the MVP was like Alan Page with the Vikings in the 70s. And so it's become this quarterback award. And if I'm a player in the NFL, not a quarterback, I am having a huge bonus in my contract for the MVP because the fact that you get it would be almost, I mean, almost unthinkable. What was the last time? Adrian Peterson, right?
Yeah.
2012?
Yeah, I think so.
When he ran for what? Almost 2,100 yards?
Yep.
Because like that's the thing. It's like
Mac wasn't even in high school then.
Freshman year, maybe.
That's a long time ago, guys.
But like the other thing too is that there's going to be years where the quarterback can triple crown it, right? Where you can win offensive player of the year, MVP, and quarterback of the year. Like when Mahomes threw 50 and 5,000, when Brady had that 16-1 season, like they were the MVP, the offensive player. And maybe Randy Moss might have gotten the offensive player of that year, but like there are times when that could happen. But again, like you'll have a more focused award towards the person who's taking it from everybody else. And there will be times where I think that this, if this award existed, that you would have the conversation where, like, yeah, they're the MVP and the quarterback of the
league. Okay, fair enough. That's fine. And it's better for the league, honestly, too, to have these conversations. I mean, look at the debate, quote unquote debate, that we're having right now about this award. And it's June 13th, right? Like, we're sitting here talking about this situation and the possibilities of it all season long. You've got people talking about now we can have a real MVP conversation. We can have a real quarterback of the year conversation. Changes the whole dynamic of talking points in the NFL.
It's also because they brought a new award to the NFL this year, Protector of the Year Award.
I love it.
Let's just hypothetical this thing real quick, fellas. By the year 2035, how many of the 10 winners will be left tackles?
All of them.
Okay.
Like at least seven.
Seven?
I think because I'm just thinking about past years. Like Quentin Nelson would have gotten a year in the last 10 years. He's a left guard. He would have gotten one award.
You think?
Over Trent Williams every year?
No, not every year. But I think there would have been a year. Quentin Nelson was just a beast. Everyone was talking about him. I've never heard a guard talked about more.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kelce maybe has a year.
Maybe.
But you're right. It's seven or eight. It's going to be Trent Williams or whoever. Ragnow, yeah. Name your guy.
Exactly.
Hopefully like, Josh Simmons.
Yeah, in 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
But, like, that's the thing. It's just, it's crazy because, like, that's what you could say the same thing about, that's what you could say, you know, I don't know, about, like, the quarterback. Like, if I said the MVP was going to be, you know, in the NFL, and it was, okay, how many of these awards are going to go to the quarterback? And you said seven. I'd be like, well, in the last 20 years, two.
Yeah.
Have gone to somebody besides the quarterback.
Who? Peterson and then Sean Alexander?
Maybe Alexander got it. I'm not sure.
Mm. Okay.
But it is.
I don't think Sean Alexander won the MVP.
Didn't. Okay.
I mean, I think it's been Peterson and then maybe there's only been one time it's been co-MVP, I believe. That was McNair and Manning. They both got it. But you have to look up like NFL MVP award winners. I don't have all those.
LT and Sean Alexander were back to back.
Okay.
05 and 06.
Let's go. Lawrence Taylor won it in 86.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You said LT MVP. I was thinking Lawrence Taylor.
Both those years, they set the touchdown records.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Who was previously set by Priest Holmes.
Who did not win the MVP.
Because Peyton Manning existed.
That's right.
In 2003.
But he also existed as 4 and 5, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we got screwed out of that one. Thanks, NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe they should give like a senior citizen of the year award in the NFL for guys with 10 or more years of experience. And the only reason I say this is because I'm looking at this mugshot of Aaron Rodgers right now. And they're like, is this 41 the new 31? Guys are getting older in this league. Award the old dudes, man. 10 years or more. Who played the best that year? Give that guy an award.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be Travis Hunter or Cam Ward currently? Lewis Riddick will give you maybe a little bit of a tease to that.
Cam Ward is built the way you want him to be built. He just is, man. He's a true alpha. And that's what everyone at Miami and at Washington State will tell you. This is not a surprise. The guy is built to be the face of a franchise. He's got a ton of mental horsepower where the coach is giving him instructions. He's a rookie now. He's a rookie. He's giving him instructions about a whole new offense. Everything that he has to do, pre-snap, post-snap, all the responsibility that he has, while at the same time, I heard Jeffrey Simmons talking about the fact that the defense is chirping at him, he's chirping back at him, while at the same time listening to what Brian Callahan is telling him, and then going out there and executing and throwing the football, you know, at the level that he can throw it at, which is commensurate with being the number one overall pick in the draft. The guy is built the way you want. I cannot wait to see him actually play real games. So people can stop saying, oh, it's just minicamp. Oh, he's just in shorts. Oh, it doesn't mean anything. The dude's special. He's probably one of the least hyped number one overall picks that we've talked about in a long time. I think that's going to change come September, though, Dan.
Well, I mean, probably the least talked about since Eric Fisher. Because he was an offensive tackle.
But 2012,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah.
2013,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, I can't remember anything like this before. Ever in my life where a quarterback's taken number one overall and nobody cares. And that's great for Cam Ward. To answer your question, Dusty, it's no question I'd rather be Cam Ward right now. And for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's zero pressure on you. Nobody knows about you. Nobody's talking about you. You're playing in Nashville. Like literally nobody's going to be paying attention to every move that you make. And so you got the ability to grow into this thing and become a quarterback the way that you should be able to become a quarterback in the NFL. The expectations, I think, are probably fairly low for him. There's not a high bar that he has to go out there and achieve. believe there's not a lot of pressure on this guy. I mean, so Cam Ward is the answer. And the other reason why Cam Ward is the answer is because I'm more and more, as the days go by, in step with Mac, that this guy, Travis Hunter, is going to be a bust. The man just spent $3.2 million on a house.
Ooh. Damn. Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good. That's not good.
You don't need the MTV Cribs place in Jacksonville, dude.
No.
And
no,
so that's bad. He just dropped $3.2 million on a house.
Wonder how much the new wife had saying that.
Rent. Seriously, man.
Yeah.
You don't need to go out there and live like that. That's how guys lose their money. Gosh, they spend it so foolishly. And then they're out of the league, and Kadarius Toney's cutting rap albums. And I'm not saying that, but, I mean, the guy's dancing at practice and pissing off his teammates, right? And now he's dropping $3.2 million already. I would be saving every dime of my rookie contract just in case there something happens, and there isn't another contract after that. And so
yeah.
I'd rather be Cam Ward, and it's not even a close question for me.
I agree.
It's funny how, like, we saw it all happening, too, because we were standing around at the draft, Emily Maloney, you, myself, Gold, and Bob were all sitting there, and it's like, first pick of the NFL draft, Cam Ward. We're like, all right. And like, oh, man, they're already competent in Mahomes? And then it was like, and there's a trade. And it was like, we didn't see Cam Ward the rest of the night.
Right.
Man, I don't even know if I saw him give the commissioner a hug or a handshake.
I don't know that I did either,
The only
Dustin.
Thing I remember seeing of that was Travis Hunter coming out and doing a dance.
Yep, right.
And I was like, live your moment, kid.
No,
like,
I don't think Cam Ward was at. Was Cam Ward at the draft?
I don't think he went.
I don't think he did go, no.
So, yeah, I don't even,
Which
didn't even
style.
Know his name.
Maloney just is like, we got a draft?
Did you get the tenders?
No, yeah. But he was asked about what he's doing over the long weekend and stuff, and he was like,
Maloney was?
No, Cam Ward, and he was like, just going on about normal things, and he was like, yeah, throw the F out of the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he said, throw the F out of the ball.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, this guy's business.
Yeah.
He plays football.
He does. And I'm not a get in your playbook guy, and I love the fact that other guys have other things, but when you're at the facility and you're in the football mindset, football's got to be the priority for you.
Not dancing.
And so. Yeah, and of course, like, Deion was his coach, his father figure. This is the first time he really has somebody other than his father figure, if you will, as a coach. We'll see how different it's going to be.
We have a realtor from Jacksonville on the text line. $3.2 million for a house in Jacksonville is not that much.
How do you know?
It's still $3.2 million.
Renting is giving away your money. Buying a home, he could sell it and make money off of it.
The average home value in Jacksonville is $302,000, so he paid 10 times more than the average home value.
Mm.
That's a simple Google
search. I
hope
he gets into golf. Jacksonville is a mecca for golf, dude. You go to Jacksonville and drive, I mean, yeah, the whole state of Florida, obviously. But, like, you drive through Jacksonville, it's like everywhere you go is a golf course.
The median sale price in Jacksonville, $279,000. The median list price is $308,000.
So he could have spent $500 and been splurging.
Yeah. The average home price in Kansas City, Missouri, $241,000. Jack facts. The average home price in Overland Park, Kansas, $449,000. So Jacksonville is actually $150,000 cheaper on average in Overland Park,
wow.
Kansas.
Wow.
Jack facts.
Because it's Jacksonville?
Yep.
Yes, it works. Okay. It works.
So to the realtor in Jacksonville, you're wrong. Jack facts. That guy just went back in like Homer Simpson into the
bush.
He did.
He's like, shoot.
That's not a lot of money. It's actually cheaper to live in Jacksonville than it is in Kansas, in Overland.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lynn Park by $150,000.
That's tough. JAC, baby.
JAC.
That's right. I mean, whenever you're down, dude, and you're just not having a day and you don't know what to do, all you got to do is just hum this in your head.
Because he's JAC. He's dynamite. Oh. JAC.
That's right. You're having a bad... I mean, dude, that throw last night when that happened?
Because he's JAC.
He might have made the play, though, to be honest with you. Coming up, who are you
and
taking?
How about that runner falling, rounding third, too, and still scoring?
Yeah.
Baseball's tough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.